On the morning of the Nevada midterm primary election, KUNR's Shelby Herbert spoke with election workers to understand why they volunteered at polling locations in Washoe Valley and Carson City.
In rural Washoe Valley, poll worker Catherine Oakley was pleasantly surprised by the community's investment in the midterm primary. It was her first time working an election.
I think that it's great to be in a democracy and be able to voice your opinion. And so especially when we're in like a, you know, a midterm primary, you tend to see less people. So it's great to see people caring about like local races and stuff like that.
In nearby Carson City, John Vittel chose to be an election volunteer for the first time. He's a local resident, a Vietnam vet, and says he got involved to ease his suspicions about election fraud.
Well, basically, we've had a lot of complaints about illegal things going on and whatever. So I thought I'd be right at where it's going on and make sure that I do everything I can to make sure it's not necessary.
I spoke with him on the morning of the election, and he shared his thoughts on the process.
I don't think we have any problems. We got good people running it, and everybody is trying to do the right thing. And anyway, that's why I decided to volunteer, to get right on the inside and make sure I had my eyes open.
Throughout Nevada's primary season, there's been immense focus on the big lie. This was former President Donald Trump's false claim that there was a massive conspiracy to manipulate the results of the 2020 general election in President Joe Biden's favor.
Outgoing Republican Secretary of State Barbara Sagafsky has continuously defended the integrity of the state's election results. Shelby Herbert, KUNR News.